Welcome to Bluegrass in the Highlands, a Sunday afternoon edition here on 98.9 WSIP with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Bluegrass in the Highlands can be heard each Sunday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Featuring the best of bluegrass and bluegrass.
The Apostle Paul writes, "And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death, on a cross." Philippians 2 and verse 8. Christ left heaven and came to earth, not just to live with us as a human, but to die for us as a Savior. You see, because Jesus was God for us, he came to planet earth to be Emmanuel, God with us, that he might be God in us. Jesus tells us that we have a God who suffered. He didn't become a man just so he could live. He became a man so he could die. That's hard for us to wrap our minds around. Dorothy Sayers has some very insightful thoughts about this. She writes, quote, "For whatever reason God chose to make man as he is, limited in suffering and subject to sorrows and death, he had the honesty and courage to take his own medicine. Whatever game he is playing with his creation, he has kept his own rules and played fair. He can exact nothing from man that he has not exacted from himself. He has himself gone through the whole of human experience, from the trivial irritations of family life and the cramping restrictions of hard work and lack of money, to the worst horrors of pain and humiliation, defeat, despair, and death. When he was a man, he played the man. He was born in poverty and he died in disgrace and thought it worthwhile." Jesus did not have to die. Now, he had to die for us to be saved, but he didn't have to die. You see, God is under no obligation to save anybody. And Jesus was under no obligation to come and die for us that we might be saved. God came because he loves us. Jesus died because he wanted to obey his Father's will. Think about it.
Welcome to Bluegrass in the Highlands on this December the 3rd.
December the 3rd, and it feels like July the 3rd out there.
Don't it, Jim?
I've told you.
It's a beautiful day
Absolutely.
Out there.
Absolutely. Beautiful Sunday to be at church this morning.
How was your trip?
Boy, my trip was great.
Yeah.
Didn't do no good, but we had a good time. We've been going over there since back in the early 80s.
You know, I'll have to agree with your wife on this one. In order to get a deer, you got to get outside the cabin.
Well, that's true. I agree with that one.
I bet you ate good.
We ate good and had a good time.
Well, that's great.
Sure did.
We sure missed you.
Well, buddy, I missed being here. I got to watch the show last week.
Joe Mullins and Radio Ramblers. Wasn't that something?
That was great.
They're good, aren't they?
Absolutely.
It was good to have Joe in the house. Linda, you liked them too, didn't you?
I seen Linda here.
Yeah, they did that Facebook Live.
Yes, they did.
Put on a great show.
Absolutely.
And they're just good Christian people. And it's good to have them. We're glad to be here on the air today.
That's true.
And today we start our contest for Christmas.
Absolutely.
And we're
going
to be giving a big ham away for Christmas. And in order to win that ham, when we announce it, you call in and you sing your favorite Christmas song.
On the air.
On the air. And we're going to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. And we're going to do this for the next 2 weeks. And then we're going to give a big ham away for Christmas.
Absolutely. So
that sounds pretty good. A big honey ham or something, you know?
Santa Claus would like that, wouldn't he?
And then, you know, later in the month, we're going to have Santa Claus in the house.
That's true.
So we got a big show lined up. So be thinking of your favorite Christmas songs. And we'll get to your calls here in a few minutes and give you a listen. In the meantime, let's listen to Blue Highway.
She fell for Billy's parts. She found
Larry Johnson is a saint, heaven knows. She's proved it 7 Sundays in a row. 7 Sundays in a row he's been in church. A little hard to recognize in his tie and starched white shirt. There's a battle raging in his troubled soul. God's won 7 Sundays in a row.
A Christmas long ago, friends and family gathered round the old pot-belly stove. The night was freezing cold from a heavy snow that day. We warmed our hearts with old-time songs and danced the night away.
Thank you.
That's Patty Loveless with a little Christmas music.
Absolutely.
Right there.
It's that time of year, Dave.
Son, it's that time of year, isn't it?
It sure is.
Well, you can call us at 789-0318 right now and sing your favorite Christmas song. And we'll put you live on the radio and rate you. And we'll
you might win your big ham.
Win a big ham. Anything they want.
Any
to sing.
Song they
Any
want.
Any Christmas song. They want to sing. They can sing.
Get out.
We'll take their name, and you're going to rate them. I'm staying out of this.
Me too.
I am staying out of this. Call us at 789-0318 if you want to have a chance to win a big ham for
big
Christmas.
Ham. That's true.
Let's talk about our good friends at Phillips Heat and Hardware, located on the Paintsville Lake Road in Staffordsville, Jim. Hey, Christmas headquarters up there.
It sure is.
They've got some candy out there.
Well, they got a lot of stuff lined up for this year.
I don't have anything in my head. There you go. They've got some candy. Paula's made some candy out there and selling
it. That's worth a whole lot just by itself.
Son of mercy.
How's she keeping Philip out of it?
How's she keeping that whole crew out of it?
That's true.
I don't know. But listen up, Phillips, they have layaway now.
Well, now you can't beat that.
Now, Jim, how many fishermen buddies do you have?
A bunch.
And they've got a big fishing package out there for Christmas.
They have.
And they, what a great idea to give your friend for Christmas and
that's
a fishing
true.
Pole. And they got a package out there right now.
They do. And if you're in the market for buying even the wives, if you want to buy your husband or husband buy wives,
yeah.
You know, a fishing equipment for Christmas. Right. Right now it's time to go see Philip. He tried to explain what all he had, but it was just so much. I'd rather people go look because we
right.
don't want to tell them wrong. Or call.
Yeah, just call them
what
out there and see them. But they've got layaway out there right now. And about 2 years ago, you got me a gift from out there
mm-hmm.
for Christmas. You remember
Have you
what
hurt
it was?
Yourself yet?
No.
Yep, got you now.
I use it every day. And they've got knives for sale out there. They got the Case knife and the McCullough's and the steel. No. No, they've got some good knives out
that
there.
Brought
for
back
sale.
Memories, Dave.
That did, didn't it? But they've got a Case knives out there, and what are those ones?
Uncle
Henry knives.
Yeah.
And what
well,
a
everybody
great...
needs a good pocket knife. How many times have you needed a knife just to cut? Just
oh,
a
every
small
day,
thing?
Every day.
Absolutely.
And I used to get my grandpa every year. I get him a knife and a carton of Red Man chewing
Red
tobacco.
Man.
Yeah.
I bet he liked the Red Man better than he did the knife, did
he? He chewed that Red Man,
baby. I bet he did. Them old-timers loved that stuff.
And he'd give me a chew one time when I was about 15 because I always wanted to get in it.
It looked so good when they chewed it.
It made me turn green. But anyway, they're your great Christmas out there, everything in the world, and they've got a She told me they's getting a brand new lineup of heaters in this
mm-hmm.
week. That last month, they got a whole load, truckload in.
Yes.
And they sold them.
Sold them all.
So you need to get in there. If it's heats, they've got it at Phillips Heat and Hardware.
They got the heat tape. If you ain't got your water lines ready for this cold
yeah.
spell that they're talking about coming in towards the end of the week, and just get ready for winter. Right now it's time to do it.
Something rare for this area, Jim.
Absolutely.
They got stovepipe.
Well,
now that's
right.
hard to find right now.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of people in this area. They've got stoves.
They sure have.
They do. And they also sell the green furnaces out there. Go out and check these out. You talk about saving on your power bill. You can save 3/4 on your power bill.
You can. And they've also got, you know, where you rent if you need a generator for a day, log split
right.
or something like that, Dave, instead of buying it, you can rent it off
You
of
can.
It.
But they've got snow shovels out there. They got salt for the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
They've got fishing hole. You can go over there and Christmas shop, lay stuff away. Or you can apply for a Phillips Heat and Hardware credit card.
Yes.
They've got them out there.
They cover everything they sell in that store.
And Paula said the bill paying was going great.
Good.
So you don't have to pay them late charges. Go in there and pay your bills at Phillips, and it's processed right then, so you don't have to pay those late charges. But they're your headquarters out there. Anything you need in the way of plumbing,
electric
and,
gardening.
Oh, paint.
Paint.
You want to spruce up your house?
That's true.
For a company coming at Christmas time, they've got it out there.
And they've got a key machine where they can make any
make
kind of
keys. They sell all kinds of snacks
Absolutely.
And goodies, fishing license, marine batteries.
Live bait artificial.
And something you use a lot on the farm is draining tile.
Yes.
They've got all that out
they
there,
sure
too.
They sure do. I've seen it.
But they're your one-stop, do-it-all, layaway, financing available, too. They've got some great finance plans right now at Phillips Heating Hardware. So get out there and tell them you heard it here. Their phone number, do you remember?
297-3456.
There you go. That's our friends at Phillips Heating Hardware. Go out and see them and tell me and Jim.
Absolutely.
Send told you to stop by.
That's true.
Now, our good friends at 212 Second Street.
Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher, yeah, right here in Paintsville.
They're good people. They want to say Merry Christmas to everybody.
Well, Philip did, too.
Yeah,
we want to remind them of that. Philip wanted to wish everybody Merry Christmas.
Philip was wanting to know what you're getting, by the way.
Well, we don't know yet.
I told him it's the same color as last year.
Same color, size might be a little bit different.
We need to get him a coffee pot.
That's true.
That percolates coffee faster than 3 hours.
That's true.
Hey, absolutely. Don't forget to call us, 7890318. If you want a chance to win a ham, you can call us at 7890318 right now, and we'll get you
and
on.
We need to go back to Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher.
Yeah, Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher.
Right here in Paintsville.
Great lawyers.
Absolutely. The number to call is
789-1111.
Easy to remember, Dave.
Even that we can remember.
We can remember that. What you can that? Anyhow.
Yeah. Well, between both of us. You do the 1-1 and I do the 1-1.
That's it.
That's how we do it together. We hold up fingers.
We sure do.
But if you've been in a car accident or you need help for anything, at some point in your life you're going to need an attorney.
That's true.
And they can help you at Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher. Fairly young attorneys. They know the law. They're up to date on the law.
They sure are.
And they will fight for you.
That's
they sure will.
Too.
Brett Butcher is one of the finest young men I've ever seen in my life. Now, I'm bragging on you, Brett. Don't let that go to your head.
Yeah, but the number is
789-1111, and that's our good friend Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher, 212 Port Street, 2nd Street. Right here in Paintsville. And they want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. We got some shy people out there.
We got a caller.
Oh, we got one coming in. Let's see who we got there, Linda. Let's see if they want to get on the air and sing their favorite Christmas song. Who is it?
Darlene Meek.
Darlene Meek. Okay. Hang on one second. Let's get her on there.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Oh, come on, Darlene. You can sing for us. For a big hand.
Tell her any song she wants to sing, Christmas song.
No, we don't care. Oh, you better watch out.
Why, yeah. She don't have to sing all of it, does she?
You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
That's right. Santa Claus watching.
All right. We're going to put her on.
We got two more calls.
Oh, we got her? All right. Hi, Darlene. I don't have her.
I'm here.
There you go, Darlene. Good to talk to you, honey. What are you going to sing today?
Deck the Halls with Bells of Holly.
Let her rip.
Deck the halls with bells of holly, la 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 la. This is season to be jolly, la 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 la. Is that enough?
Hey, that was good, Darlene.
That was great.
You got to come in the radio station someday and sing.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you. Well, we'll put your name in the hat and oh, you got a good score.
Sure
I'm telling you.
Oh, good.
She rated you way up
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
It's like Dancing with the Stars.
It sure is.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. We got anybody else?
We have two calls that hung up.
We
if they're listening, call back. Yes.
Yeah, make
just
sure
call
you call back.
Back.
Huh? Yeah. All right. Thank you, darling.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas.
To you. All right. Let's play Away in a Manger while we wait for another call.
The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes. But little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh.
That's Larry Stevenson. Boy, that's a
good song.
Christmas
spirit. Absolutely, Dave.
Well, we got a call from
Joyce Hall.
Joyce, call in right now, honey. We'll put you on the air while we're waiting on you to call, or anybody. 7890318. You got to have a ham for Christmas.
Absolutely.
You know, and don't be bashful. It's radio. Nobody sees you. Jim, you're wanting to sing one. I can see it.
I'm afraid I'd ruin the show if I tried to sing.
You know what Jim's favorite song is, don't you? I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Yeah. Either that or Granny got run over by a reindeer.
Don't sing that one. That one makes me cry, Jim.
Oh, it's not.
Call us at 7890318 if you want to sing a Christmas song to win a ham. In the meantime, I want to tell you about our friends at McDonald's. They want to say Merry Christmas to everybody in Eastern Kentucky. 13 locations throughout Eastern Kentucky. Our A-team meets there every Monday, Jim.
Yes, and there's a crowd there.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, Jim came in there a couple Fridays ago, and he said, I'm on a diet. I'm just going to have a couple apple pies.
Pumpkin pies.
Pumpkin pies.
Well, yeah, that's good. Eat one, had to go back for a second one. But they're good.
Let me tell you what. I was down in Nashville the other day, and I got one of the McRibs.
They're good. They're
limited
back.
Time only, you know. But 13 locations throughout Eastern Kentucky, and every one of them brand new. It's a busy time of year. Swing through McDonald's.
People are doing a lot of shopping right now. If you're just looking for a quick coffee or snack or something, run by McDonald's.
If you've got a college kid, what a great idea for a gift card.
That's true.
At McDonald's. Let's hear a good word from our friends at McDonald's. In the meantime, call us at 7890318 if you want to be in our contest.
Welcome, everyone. Let's go ahead with roll call. Kevin Yates.
Here.
Margaret Hansen.
Present.
Pterodactyl?
Here.
You can't always choose your name, but you can choose your favorites with McDonald's McPick 2 menu.
Let me get a McPick 2.
Choose any two for $3 on McDonald's McPick 2 menu, featuring a double cheeseburger, six-piece chicken McNuggets, medium fries, or a snack wrap, single item at regular price. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
McDonald's new buttermilk crispy tenders are so crispy, juicy, and delicious they could pass for my own. So I will. Pass them for my own, I mean. I shouldn't be making chicken at my age, and I got things I'd rather be doing. Marianne! Do you hear that? The hot tub is calling my name.
Introducing McDonald's Buttermilk Crispy Tenders, made with 100% white meat and no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. They're not grandma's, but she's okay with that. At participating McDonald's.
Marianne! I like that. Who we got on the air, Linda Lou? Joyce, how are you?
Fine, how are you all?
We're just fine as we can be today. We're so glad you called in. Merry Christmas to you.
That's my buddy.
Yeah, who are you going to sing today?
I'm going to sing Joy to the World.
Joy to the World, let her rip.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive his King. How's that?
Hey, that was great.
That was great. I'm great.
Well, stay tuned. We'll let you know if you won the ham. We're going to give it away in a couple weeks.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
Hey, you have a great day, too.
Thank you.
And then we'd like to encourage any more callers out there that's listening that feel the urge to sing, call
us. That's right. Jim, I can see it in your face.
I know.
Here's the Isaacs.
You've done wrong.
All right, that's a great song by the Isaacs right there.
Absolutely. It's a Christmas
song. You know, there's
song.
A man down in Lexington, Kentucky, listens to us on Sunday. Jack's his name. And I know he's itching to call in.
Well,
now,
get
I've
him
never
to
heard
call
him
in.
Sing, but I bet he can.
I bet he can.
You know,
too.
He's got some grandkids, too, and I bet they can sing, too.
And, you know, mentioning him, you know, I've got a nephew that's at West Point.
Yeah?
I don't want people to be confused with East Point up here at Hager Hill. It's at West Point, New York.
Really?
And he listens every Sunday.
Wow.
He sure does. He is in for Thanksgiving, Matthew O'Brien, and I talked to him, and he said he listened every Sunday. So I'd like to, you know, give a shout-out to him, and we'll send him a next song. Let's send that out to him.
We sure will. Oh, we may want to have one call.
That may be Matt thing. Calling in to sing right
all
here.
All right. We got somebody, Linda Lou.
Johnny. Stil.
Oh, we got somebody calling.
Got somebody going to sing.
S-T-I-L. Yeah. After we hear from Johnny, we'll talk about our good friends at Conley Tire.
Absolutely.
297-2424.
I wonder if we can get Wallace to call in.
I'd like to hear Chris sing a song.
Chris, I bet Chris would be a good.
But the thing is, they can't win because of sponsors.
But it'd still be good to hear them.
Yeah, love to hear them. All right, we got Johnny on the phone. Johnny, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What are you going to sing for us today?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
Mine too.
Let her rip, Johnny.
Me. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glowed. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They wouldn't let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
Hey, that was great.
That was wonderful.
Sounds like you had some
good
help, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm a 5-year-old granddaughter.
Well, congratulations.
Well, is she looking forward to Santa Claus?
Are you looking forward to Santa Claus?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart.
Absolutely. That'd be great.
You're
tell
welcome.
Tell me what Santa's bringing you. No, she's not going to tell you what Santa's
well,
bringing.
That's between her and Santa.
Absolutely.
All right, Johnny, we'll let you know if you win. You make sure you're listening in 2 weeks because we're going to announce the winner, and they've got 5 minutes to call in, okay?
All righty. We live down here in Fallsburg.
Okay, that's
Fallsburg.
Fine. We can get it to you.
We sure can. Thanks for listening and calling in.
You know, if Jim has to bring a ham that far, he's going to want a bite of it.
Yeah, we'll share.
All right. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, and thanks for calling.
All right, that's Johnny right there. Did a great job.
Absolutely.
Had some help from granddaughter. But anyway, our good friends at Collie Tire are located on the Paintsville Lake Road. Jim, they've been out there forever.
A long time.
And why is that? Because they do people right.
The business is unbelievable.
Yeah, and there's no waiting. You don't have to have an appointment. You can make an appointment out there. Home of the $25 oil change. And Chris does brake work. They change your oil. Latest state of the art. Front end alignment.
Yes.
And if it's tire, they've got her. Shock, struts,
brakes,
anything you need. Brakes.
Anything. They do it all.
Good interstate batteries. You're going into holidays, you're going to be traveling some to grandma's over the river and through the woods.
Absolutely.
You need tires to get there.
And you need a good battery.
You need a good battery. Great waiting room with a big screen TV. But I advise you one thing. Stop down there, and when you get your work done, go over there and have a little chat with Wallace. He is one of the finest fellows in the world to talk to.
He is. And how many books has he written just in this area and his family? Most of it is family
history.
He
is so enjoyable to talk to.
He is. And he knows a lot about the history of this area.
Oh, he does. He does. But I advise you not playing in checkers unless you want to get cleaned out.
That and don't drink his coffee.
That coffee will keep you up for a
unless
week.
You're going to be driving all night going to see family. I'd advise it then.
Going to California.
Absolutely.
Stay awake the whole night. Strongest coffee I've ever tasted
it's
in my life, Jim. But they've been out there forever, our good friends at Collie Tire. 297-2424. They're an institution, and we always say they need to be in an institution.
Yep.
But anyway.
But they do a good job.
They do a wonderful job. Go see our good friends at Conley Tire. Here's an old cut from Larry Sparks and Lonesome Ramblers. an old Bill Monroe tune called Christmas Time's Coming.
Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's a-calling, tall pines are humming, Christmas time's a-coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home. White candles burning, my old heart's a-yearning for the folks at home when Christmas time's a-coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home. Walk for running, Christmas time's a-coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home.
On this wondrous holy night, above the stable shone a light. To be our Lord, a child is born. They cuddled there in Mary's arms. So let the hallelujahs ring. Praise our blessed Savior's name. Lift your voices now and sing. Is the birthday of our King. We all forget, or so it seems, what the Christ in Christmas means. In Bethlehem, so far away, Christ was born upon this day. So let the hallelujahs ring, praise our blessed Savior's name. Lift your voices now and sing, is the birthday of our King. Swaddling clothes, she wrapped him in and laid him in the manger then. Oh, let us praise the chosen one and glorify thy Father's Son. So let the hallelujahs ring, praise our blessed Savior's name. Lift your voices now and sing, is the birthday of our King.
All right, that's Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Rambler.
That's a good song.
It's the birthday of our king. And we've got somebody ready to, some music playing, Linda.
All right.
Who we got on the air here? Linda, I can't hear him. All right, who we got there?
Mabe Lynn, Kentucky.
What are you going to sing today?
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
All right, let her go.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey,
that was
good.
That's a good job right there.
We thank you for listening. Merry Christmas. Now you stay tuned in 2 weeks. Because we're going to
give it away.
And I'm going to see if I can get you to play a song for that. I Know What I'm Going.
What is it?
I Know What I'm Going by the Judds.
We'll try to find it for you.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. That's a good job right there, Jim.
That's a real job.
Yeah. Let's talk about our good friends at Jones Preston Funeral Home on the Starfire Hill here in Paintsville, Kentucky. That's James Andrew. Carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston. Jim, they do just such a wonderful job up there. They've had a recent loss up there, though.
They have. We was up there. Martha. Me and Teresa went up there, and I mean, it was unbelievable.
She's going to be missed.
I know what they've got up there just for, you know, when you have a loss like it, the comfort and all that.
Yeah, and Martha put so many years into Jones Preston.
She sure
did. And what a great greeter she was. But our thoughts and prayers are with that family. But James Andrew has a nice facility up there. He keeps it updated. He can handle any type of funeral from large to small. He can handle any kind of funeral from relocation to military, right on and on. Go see our good friends at Jones Preston Funeral Home on the Starfire Hill in Paintsville. Jim, I stopped in at Fannin's this week. Had a blast.
Good.
Laughing and cutting up them girls in there. It was so much fun. We talked about Christmas and Thanksgiving, and we just had to. I stayed in 30 minutes giggling.
But it's hard to get away.
They're fun to hang out with. They're our older sponsor. They've been with us for 30 some years now at Fannin's, and the proud sponsor of Bluegrass and the Highlands. Locally owned, locally operated. We need to support our locally owned, locally operated businesses too. So go in to see Fannin's. Let's hear a good word from Fannin's and Jones Preston, and we'll be right back.
Rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also, check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our Descendant Protection Plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Home, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands. On Sundays here on WSIP, the Jones Preston Funeral Home. Dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
All righty now. You know, Jim, we have got so many calls.
Absolutely.
Wanting to hear our superintendent sing a Christmas song.
Yes.
On the air. And you'd think, as much as he loved children, he
absolutely
would call in and
do that.
Absolutely. At 789-0318.
That he'd call and sing some kind of Christmas carol.
In the spirit of Christmas.
That is true.
For these children that he represents. You would think he would do that, don't you?
I know it.
We're going to send him a song out.
Oh, yeah.
And we hope he does call in.
And this is a good song. We hope it might.
You know, his wife could tenor him.
Absolutely.
This is to you, Mr. Cochran, as the children continue to call in wanting you to sing.
And the tears in their eyes.
Yeah, here's Pat.
Go back to, well, we're working on, we're having technical difficulties right now. We're trying to play Patti Loveless Two Coats, and I'd also like to send this to Matt.
Yeah.
He likes that song, but we're going to send it to Tom Cochran and Matt O'Brien.
Yeah, and we have a...
Have we got it, Linda? All right, let's try.
All righty there. Patty Loveless right there. 98.9 WSIP. Tom, we're having a big time today, Jim.
We sure are.
Sorry for the malfunction.
We had a little bit of trouble there. You know. Too many phone calls.
Exactly.
What are they calling, wanting? What are they asking for?
We want to make certain that we mentioned Ralph Stanley II.
Yes.
Is going to be right here in Paintsville at the Carriage House on January the 6th, Linda?
Yes.
January the 6th.
Yep, the Carriage House.
That's the Carriage House, Vermont Inn.
Right here in Paintsville. Yeah. And Sherry called. That is his number one thing.
I wonder if Sherry will be there.
Now, what do you think?
We got a request for a Beautiful Star of Bethlehem by Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys.
And is that that's the one that
goes out to Joe?
No. Mabel Lean wanted to send that to Brian.
Okay. Here you go. Here's Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys.
And Carl Franklin was wanting Beautiful Star.
Yeah.
By Ralph Stanley. So we'll just go ahead and send that out to Carl and Franklin and to Brian from Mabel Lean.
Here we go.
I got it.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone.
That's Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys, Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. We got another caller.
We sure have.
He's singing some Christmas song. And who do we got there?
Samuel Martin.
Samuel, what are you going to sing for us today?
There's a new star shining.
All right, brother, let's hear it.
Yeah, if I can remember the words.
All right.
There's a new star shining in the sky up above.
Amen.
By its light that winter night, they found perfect peace and love. If you want to find it, I know you always will. 'Cause that new star is shining for us still.
That is great.
That is a great song.
Wonderful job,
God,
sir.
Amen to that. That's true.
Thank God. Anything good.
You make sure you're listening in 2 weeks when we do our, Linda's rating them, and we're going to take the highest score and give you a ham. So hang in there and be listening in 2 weeks, sir.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Jim, I've had a blast.
Tonight. I have too, and time flew by.
Oh, my goodness. You know,
it just flew by.
I bet a little friend of Moorhead thought we forgot her, hadn't you?
Mm.
No. This goes out to Brian from
Maybelline.
Maybelline. She's a dedicated listener.
She sure is.
Till we see you next week, we'll say Merry Christmas from Christmas in the Highlands. Always smile. The sunshine's good for your teeth.
And always remember to keep Jesus number one in your life.
Amen. We'll see you next week. See you, Jib.
See you, Dave.
I know where I'm going, don't you want to come too? I got my reservations and I got one for you. Trains are leaving just after dark. There's always room for a loving heart. I know where I'm going, don't you want to come too? I know my destination, it's all waiting for me. I got no hesitation, that's what I want to be. And by the time that the sun comes up, I'll be drinking from a loving cup. I know where I'm going. Don't you wanna come? Don't you wanna ride? Don't you wanna be there by my side? Hand in hand, holding on to the sweet salvation that's waiting for me and you. I know why I'm singing. Don't you wanna sing too? Hear the bells are ringing, let the spirit move you. Just close your eyes and let it flow. Lean your head back, let it go.
Thank you for tuning in to Bluegrass in the Highlands with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Always remember, the sun shines good for your teeth, and always, first and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Bluegrass in the Highlands.